Pasukim Tazria tells us, we know that throughout all of Tazria and Mitzorah, the Kohen is the one that has to determine whether a person is going to be Tame or Tahor. So the Aruch Hayim explains this idea of what the purpose of the Kohen over here is. Tel HaKosav Atuma Befei HaKohen. The Torah decides whether Tumah or Taharah all depend on the word of the Kohen, whatever he declares. Why? Because it's compared to that of a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that a person comes home Friday night, there are two malachim that come to greet the person. Leveso means what's going on over here. So the Gemara says when a person comes home from shul on Shabbos, so there are two malachim that are malava the person. A really good question. What if a person doesn't go to shul? Does he have malachim that are escorting him? What happens in that scenario? So here the Gemara says that when a person comes home from shul, there are two malachim that escort him. And if he finds his home properly set well, then the good angel, whatever that means, but then the Malach Tov is going to say that a year Atzona should be Hashem's will, that it should be like this next week as well, if the house is set up nicely and everything's ready and people are treating each other nicely. And in that case, the bad angel is forced to say Amen. And the Gemara goes on to say the opposite, but if he does, the home is not set appropriately, or there's no Shalom, or the husband gets upset, or whatever the case is going to be, then the negative angel says, Yiratzon, it should be this way next week also. And the good angel is forced to say, Amen. Right? So in both cases here, you have it that the angel that's supposed to be the positive or the negative is forced into the element of saying Amen into what the other one actually views. Either way, it's going to be Bal Karcho against his will over here. In our cases, since the Kohen is the one who is the advocate for the Jewish people, and he is the one who's the advocate, he's Mechaper al Yisomi Tumasom Mitachluim, he's the one that purifies the Jewish people and from all their sins by the Karbanos or everything else that is done, so he's compared to that of the good angel. Zeh Yitzav Hashem Shiyaskim al Tumazu. To this extent, before a person comes Tameh, Hashem commands the Kohen and says, you have to consent to this tumah. You have to agree, since you're the spiritual lifeline to the individual, therefore you're the one that actually has to consent to this tumah that's going to take place. Shekansim makom ba'ishu, which took up residence in this person or his home or whatever, ad shuvah lefnei Hashem, until he does tshuva before Hashem. And at that point, Hashem will remove the tumah from him. So it's the equivalent of the Kohen being the positive advocate. But even in case of negativity, he has to be able to say Amen, even against his will, which means here he has to call the person Tameh in this particular scenario. So he plays the role of the angel, where even though there are times that he wants positivity for you, but nonetheless, he's forced to actually declare Tumah upon you. But that's how a person's supposed to look at the Kohen, or anyone that's trying to guide a person in Torah to that extent, is they are your advocate for you, even if there are times that they actually have to call you Tameh. Says the Aruch Hayim, he's compared to that of the good angel.